Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The escalating price of going to college is a national scandal. The price of college has risen much more than inflation. Is college worth its cost? Economics professor Richard Vedder has just reported on a new study made by the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at the University of Texas in Austin. It concluded that the University of Texas could cut its tuition by as much as half simply by asking the 80% of faculty with the lowest teaching loads to teach about half as much as the 20% of faculty with the highest teaching loads. This change would require most of the faculty to teach, on average, about 150 to 160 students a year. For example, a professor might teach one undergraduate survey class for 100 students, two classes for advanced undergraduate students or beginning graduate students with 20 to 25 students, and an advanced graduate seminar for 10 students. That would require the professor to be in the classroom for only 200 hours a year, and that's hardly a tough assignment. We can hear the yelping from the professors that this would interfere with their research mission. Now, first, nearly all the research is done by only 20% of the faculty. Second, how about asking professors to do the work week that other professionals do, 9 to 5 for 5 days a week for 48 weeks a year? And third, much research consists of obscure articles published in even more obscure journals on topics of trivial importance. If professors published fewer articles and did more teaching, we could make college more affordable. Most colleges are reluctant to spread information about themselves, their policies, their faculty, and their employees. It's time to change that. There's no better place to start than by examining the workload of those who receive most of the university's budget.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? You know, there's a lot of people out there who are glad it's Friday, right? I am, but not for any particular reason, but I do like Fridays, you know, because then Jeb's last day of work for him, so that's always nice. Then the weekend comes, and you know, you always have things to do. There's always things to do, though, isn't there? There's always stuff to read, too. That's the biggest thing. I get so much stuff in the email, in my email, and I know a lot of people do, and there's so much information that you try to soak up because you just feel compelled that you need to, and you really do need to, because you really need to try to understand what is going on around you, because stuff is swirling around us, and it is, it's mind-blowing. Sometimes it really is. It's just overwhelming. There's just so much. I feel like I'm on overload all the time because I'm trying to read all these different things. And it just, the internet is a trip. It truly is. I mean, it's a great device and it is our double-edged sword because then we know the schmucks can, you know, monitor everything we're doing. But there's, it also works to our advantage because then we're able to find out a lot of stuff you never would have stumbled on before. You just wouldn't have. You know, you wouldn't have found it in the, you know, if you, unless you knew about it, unless someone told you about it, you wouldn't have found it unless you were maybe in the library. And then would they even necessarily have a book that refers to it? I don't know, you know. So the internet is a trip, but it makes it overwhelming, too, because there's so much information out there. And of course, there's a lot of disinformation as well. But that's why you got to just keep picking through all the information, all the trash of information that's out there. Pick through the trash, I guess, is a way to put it. And, you know, try to, I guess you have to make your own decision, right? You've got to decide what's right and go forward from there. You know, I have another great guest lined up this morning, but I'm going to bring him on in a couple minutes. I actually want to talk about a couple other things this morning. And here's the call-in number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. My website is theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And I wanted to comment on an article. I was actually reading it up on RBN, and you know RBN, listen, kids, Republic Broadcasting Network. It costs money to operate the network, so send a few dollars their way, please, because it costs money for electricity. It costs money to pay people to answer the phone when you call in and give us your unsolicited or solicited opinion. And therefore, to make that happen, you need to help out. So please do so. I know, you know, my cable bill is enormous, and we've tried to even cut out some of the things so that we could cut down on expenses. But, you know, you pay money for a cable bill, you're paying money for your cell phone. Send a few dollars to RBN so that you can continue to hear the programming and the truth, because I got news for you, and you know that by now. If you're listening to RBN, you've already figured out that the hustlers, the Main Street hustlers, are hustling you. So it's like being at the carnival, you know, all the carnies hustling you. And it's like the big disappointment. I remember when I was young, this brings this to mind. I remember when I was young going to the county fair, and, of course, you know, all the carnies there and everything, and they had what they called was the burlesque at the time. And so you'd see the good-looking broads would be standing up there, and you'd see some guy with his, oh, I don't know, like a zoot suit type thing on, and trying to, you know, trying to draw the men in to come in and look at the what was so-called burlesque at that time, which was absolutely nothing like everything that happens and goes on today. But, you know, it's they were hustling, really, because, of course, the men would be hoping that they'd get to really see something. And, of course, they didn't get to see anything except a lady who may have had a bikini on or a couple of pasties or something. Certainly not the stuff that happens on stage today. So anyway, they were hustling the men then, and we're, of course, hustled by the mainstream media today. So it's the same kind of thing. It's the bait and switch. You know, you ain't getting what you think you're going to get. It's just a big tease. And anyway, I wanted to mention something else, too. And, I was looking at something else on RBN's website today and reading an article about the homeless people on the street. And there's some group called Food Not Bombs. And I agree with that, but I'll tell you, here's what the problem is. People need to know who the real enemy is to direct their efforts and their energies towards them. We all get sidetracked. People get sidetracked thinking that that their enemy is who their enemy really isn't, and the true enemy is still hiding behind the curtain. The true fascist commies, those true people, the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the J.P. Morgans, the Mellons, the Schiffs, the Rockefellers, those schmucks, they are the true enemy of humanity. But unfortunately, a lot of these groups like Food Not Bombs, they don't realize that the people who are truly manipulating are hidden behind the scenes, and their name never pops out. But there was another article that I read. Hershey students, foreign students coming here on visas for a couple of months, and of course they're complaining. They're working at Hershey's, and they're complaining that they don't like the working conditions. They're lifting boxes and that kind of stuff. And I was thinking about all these homeless people who would love to have these jobs. Now, why is Hershey bringing in students on work visas when we have all these people out of work? Well, let's see. How about our government? Our tax dollars is paying Hershey to import these students to work instead of hiring some of these people who are sleeping on a mattress on the sidewalk, if they're lucky enough to even have a mattress. How about hiring some of those people instead of hiring these students who are complaining they don't like the working conditions? I got news for you. When I was young, I worked as a day laborer, I guess you could call it that. I worked through a temporary agency. And I'll finish this little story when I come back. We're going to break. We will be back, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden, so please don't go away. Got my great guest lined up, and he'll be with us in a few minutes.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. So please go there, and I've got tabs with a lot of great information. And especially the one that is entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, that's kind of been my baby, so to speak, and that's what I really focus on 99 9/10% of the time. So please go there, start reading. I've got a lot more links I've got to add up there. I'm just, you know, kind of a procrastinator and busy kind of doing stuff, so I don't always get to it as readily as I'd like to. But I want to finish the story I was telling when we went to break. So when so it kind of makes me a little, it makes me more than irate, it makes me hostile, really, that this stuff is occurring in our country, that people are don't have jobs if they want one, that these evil people have outsourced all the our jobs and done it deliberately, knowing what the outcome would be. I mean, you don't need to be a Rhodes Scholar to figure it out. When you close down manufacturing plants here and ship them off to third world nations, well, people aren't going to have jobs then, are they? Hello, kids, it's just one and one is two. Anyway, so these foreign students are here complaining because, you know, they're lifting boxes and that kind of crap. And when I was young, I was working for a temporary agency. And let's see, one day they sent me to this little agricultural factory that tested corn and that kind of stuff. I can't remember which company it was. But anyway, so I sat there all day and counted kernels of corn and that stuff because they were doing all kinds of testing on it. And then they sent me to a commercial laundromat where I folded 3,500 towels that day. And then they sent me, one time they sent me to this little factory that made plastic cogs. I don't remember what the application of the cogs was for. But my job was to sit there and pull a cog out of this, like a 5-gallon bucket of some kind of a chemical solution, and then take a little paring knife and scrape off the rough edges and so on and so forth. You get the idea, right? You know what? So I at no time did I ever consider myself being a slave laborer. They told me how much they'd pay me. I was willing to work for that amount of money, and they paid me at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So hey, but listen, these companies that are bringing in these foreign workers, when we have American citizens sleeping on the street, it makes me really, really angry and hostile. So I wish the people who were promoting food, not bombs, certainly a lofty, admirable mission that they've assigned themselves. But you need to know, and that's the goal of my show, you need to know who the enemies are, who your true enemies are here in this country. And it isn't a lot of the people that people think are the ones who are, you know, they think it's the Republicans, or it's the Republicans and the Democrats are both schmucks. Okay, so please, let's get past Hegel's dialectic where that's concerned. But they need to really recognize it. Rockefeller and Rothschild and all those other evil, purely evil, sociopathic people are the ones who are behind it. So they need to direct their angst, their anger, their dissatisfaction to them. That's where it needs to go. You need to forget all these middlemen, useless idiots, as Lenin would call them. All of these people, though guilty as they may be, complicit in it as well, they certainly are. But you need to direct your enemy towards who it is truly behind the curtain that's creating all of these conditions so people are living in misery throughout the world, that because of all of the manipulations, the money manipulations by these people who've been in control for years and years and years. Anyway, if you want to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I'm really not going to get into this because I want to bring my guest on. But someone had also sent me something. It was written. It was an article written January 29th, 1935. And it talks about Wall Street's fascist conspiracy testimony that the Dickstein Committee suppressed. And it's a very interesting article. I'm going to see how I can put it up on the website so people can read it. But it talks about these Wall Street dirtballs, the same group of people I just named who were, they've had their hand in the pie all along. It's always been them. It's always been them. Anyway, I'll put that information up there. Maybe next week we can get to talk about it. But lots of good information. I'm just curious. Any listeners, had you ever heard of the Dickstein Committee before? You know, we all know about McCarthy and you know, all his commentary, which, of course, was fact, not the fiction they tried to make it out to be. But how many people ever heard of this Dickstein Committee that took place in, like, 1933 with a lot of important information that was suppressed? Anyway, my guest this morning, I don't want to leave him hanging on any longer because then he'll just yell at me, is my buddy William Taylor Ryle, my resident constitutional scholar, who truly is my buddy. So I'm glad to have him on with me again today. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great. I won't yell at you.
Oh, okay. Well, not on the air anyway, right?
Not at all. At any rate, it's good to be on with you today.
I'm glad you're able to be on with me, Bill. And just out of curiosity, had you ever heard of this Dickstein Committee, this congressional committee?
No, I have not, and I look forward to looking into it. Of course, you're right. It started many, many, many years ago. And it's interesting with all the people that you have mentioned. Of course, we have the best government money can buy these days.
Yeah, and the truth, right.
But the only way it could happen is if the certain attorneys, certain judges, and certain professors of law, but particularly the judiciary, was not making it happen. And that's the overwhelming evidence. Because if they weren't involved, then you could file a suit. I could file a suit against any of these crooks. They'd be prosecuted by the jury who could judge both the law and the facts. The courts would not take over.
Yeah.
And more than likely, they would go to jail, pay a fine or both. We could confiscate their assets and all sorts of things, and the shenanigans would stop.
Well, I think you're going to see some asset confiscation happening here sooner than later, I'm afraid, because they've created such a dire circumstance here in this country and around the world with their manipulations of money that you're going to see a lot of stuff take place that I'd rather not see. A simple solution to solve this, but I'm afraid that that's not going to be the case. You know, there's somebody else that I'm just throwing this out there for the listeners to tell me if they'd ever heard of Major General Smedley D. Butler, and he was a 2-time Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, U.S. Marine Corps Major General, who he had a lot to say. He wrote a book entitled War is a Racket, and he plays a significant role in this Dickstein Committee that, of course, the information was suppressed. But anyway, that's just another thing I wanted to throw out there. So we're talking about
nullification.
Nullification. We haven't gotten around to that entirely. So
an exciting subject, and it is, as Jefferson said, the rightful remedy. Now, the question is, can we get enough people and those in the government, particularly, to do their job? And that's our challenge. At any rate, the shenanigans that's gone on, as I said, is so well documented. And it really couldn't happen if, in fact, those in government were reading and understanding and following the Constitution, the state first, and then the federal, and the other founding documents. Hopefully, when the bankers start confiscating judges' assets, and they will, then maybe they'll wake up and start deciding things properly.
Well, you know, it will happen because it's inevitable. I mean, you know, these people who are complicit in allowing these things to take place in our country, they will be on the outside looking in eventually as well. It is inevitable. We know that. I'm just wondering if at that time when you said, oh, well, when their things are confiscated, well, maybe they'll decide to stand up and do something at that time. Or if people read these things and understood it, well, so much of this stuff has been so suppressed, Bill, that people aren't even aware of, I think many people aren't even aware of how much they don't know and how much what they have been told is just one big lie anyway.
Well, I think that's when the light goes on. You know, when you go to college, as an example, I think the main objective to going to college although you get exposed to a lot of things, you learn how to learn, and you find out how much you don't know. Unfortunately, what they teach in college universities today isn't the truth either. That's right. So then you get out and you start, if you are fortunate, and it's a big if. If you're fortunate, something happens and you say, wait a minute, that's not right. And you start looking into it and you find out how ignorant you are. And that's not a bad term. It's just you don't know.
Yeah, I know.
and then you start looking. And when you turn one rock over, you say, wow, they lied to me about that. And then you start to say, wow, I've got to turn these rocks over faster and faster and faster. And you find out you've been lied to your whole life. And that is a disease. Because once you get it, you can't get rid of it.
Well, that's Bill.
That's my expression.
That's the mind blower, is because, it does kind of trip something. It's like a tripwire, that first initial recognition that all ain't right with the world, is kind of like it like sets off these bombs of information exploding all around you, where you want to just seek, you want to seek, most of us, at least it seems to be for the people that I've been in contact with the last few years, you know, once that light bulb goes on, then they really are like a sponge trying to find out more and more and more, because it's just, it really is, I can't think of another way to describe it other than a mind blower as to how much crap you've been sold all these years. It doesn't even matter where you look and what direction you're looking in. It's been one big con. It's like it's the good-looking broad standing on the stage making these men think, oh, wow, we're going to get something great when we go inside, and all it is a bait and switch. It's nothing, you know. And
it's worse than that.
It is worse than that. But listen, we got a caller, Bill. So before we get into nullification, let's take Jeff in Idaho. Hey, Jeff, how are you this morning?
Good morning. The book you want to read is called The Plot to Seize the White House. It's by Jules Archer. It goes into all the details you're asking about on the committee with Smedley Butler and these other issues. And another good book, I've got a fifth printing from 1947 by George Saldes. It's called 1,000 Americans. And it basically goes into a lot of the details about who the conspirators were and then who the people there were. That are the early New World Order types from Roosevelt's time period.
So okay.
Those are two books if someone's interested in finding out the conspiracy you're talking about.
Plot to Seize the White House, and the other one is 1,000 Americans?
Right.
Okay, I'll put them up on the website so that people can see that. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you know, during FDR's term in the White House, he did a lot of things, but this One World Order actually was talked about in the 1917-18 time frame. They developed actually a constitution for the world. I mean, this Fabian socialist approach has been going on for a long, long time. And it just accelerated like gangbusters here in America after the war between the states and what they've called the New Era. The New Era Bar, as an example, was established in Saratoga Springs, New York in 1878. The New Era Banking Association was formed there in 1875. All sorts of organizations, and as they call them, cartels, were created in Saratoga Springs, New York in the late 1800s.
Well, that's where Roosevelt was from, wasn't it, Saratoga?
Oh, yeah. It was the governor of New York. It was Hyde Park. You know, our upper crust elite. He knew.
Yeah.
He knew exactly what was going on. And, of course, when Hoover found out that the gold had been sent to Europe, a lot of it, to try to bail Europe and actually Russia out during that catastrophe in Europe, he didn't like it. The Federal Reserve had lied to him, and so he wasn't going to be reelected.
Hang on, we're going to go to break. Listen, everybody, my guest this morning is my frequent guest, William Taylor Ryle. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. We will be back in a couple minutes, so don't go away.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. My guest this morning is William Taylor Ryle, who I have a tab on my website with his name on it, and he's put a lot of the documents that he's wanted to put up there thus far up there, so you can always go there, find out information, things he's written. We usually talk about the law when Bill comes on, and today, of course, is no different. We do have another caller, though, Bill, but finish talking and making your point that I had to interrupt you on when we were going to break. Finish making your point, and then we'll take the caller we've got on the line from Florida, okay?
Yeah, I was saying that Hoover had discovered what the Federal Reserve was doing, stripping the gold out of the country, and he objected vehemently. Tried to stop it, and of course, bankers being in charge, he did not. Though he was very popular, he was not successful in being reelected. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was, and the fun really began with the New Deal, which was really a very bad deal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's fine. We'll talk about that some other time.
Okay. We'll take the caller in Florida. We've got Don Quixote. He calls himself. Hello, Don Quixote. How are you? How you doing?
Hello, Maggie.
Hi.
Hello, Maggie and William. I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
I have a question for William. William, are you familiar with a couple individuals or any of the above, Frederick Bastiat, Lysander Spooner, and possibly Larkin Rose?
Yes, all three.
So you may be get a kick out of the fact that I went to law school down here, Nova Law School, for 1 year, then they kicked me out. But I went back to the law school after I became familiar with the Matrix rabbit hole thing going on here. And I went to talk to, I think his name is John Anderson. I think he ran for president in 1980s. He's the constitutional professor over there. And now he was second year. I didn't have him as a professor during the first year. But I sat down and talked to him for a couple minutes, and I asked him about these individuals we just mentioned. And you'll probably get a laugh out of the fact that he didn't even know who they were. And he's teaching constitutional law at a law school. So that was kind of an eye-opener. But my question to you today is, I think a lot of us, including myself, are trying to get away from this insanity. And now my own personal opinion that I worked out of my own feeble mind here is that the voter registration contract kind of ties you into the crazy system, and I suppose the 14th Amendment U.S. citizen status. Those are two, like, to me, pivotal things that tie you into that. And I'm just asking your opinion, if you repudiate the voter registration and you do correct your status with the State Department and you assert that you're a, as they call it, a non-citizen with a small c, U.S. national, if you do at least those two things, is there anything else that people need to be worried about where the government can still come back and say that they're contractually bound to the government other than the ridiculous social contract theory? And I'll stop there.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. I'll try to do this quickly. Thank you for the question. First of all, there are a lot of arguments, in my opinion, that are put forward as to why we're here and what does something to you. One of them is the theory that when you get a privilege or a license, that's a contract, when in fact it's not. And it is, in fact, a privilege bestowed upon you by government, which they control totally. You, as the licensee, have no standing to object. You must follow the codes and regulations as promulgated, appropriate to that license or permit. And if you break one of the rules, you're guilty. You have to prove that you either didn't do what they said you did, or they made a mistake in filling out the bill, which is what the citation is. So when people go into court and they argue that a license or a permit is a contract, a judge is probably saying to himself, yeah, I got him. They won't tell you, but that theory that it's a contract is what is, I think, untrue. The 14th Amendment argument that there's a now created a new class of citizen, there's now dual citizenship, and I do agree that the original Constitution referred to citizens with capital C's, and the 14th Amendment does refer to people with small letter C's. That's a interesting discussion. Certainly proper names are to be capitalized. General terms are not in the English language, so, you know, that could be looked at that way. However, there have always been dual sovereignty in this country of citizenship after the federal government was formed in, officially in June 21st, 1788, went into force in March the 4th, 1789. You were first and foremost a citizen of the state where you were domiciled, where you made your home or born. And then because that state was part of the Union, then you were also a citizen of the United States of America. That was right from the beginning. And there are many cases that prove this, many historical documents. What people like to do is use the 14th Amendment as the solution. Well, the problem with the 14th Amendment, which, by the way, is a major part of the solution, but not for that reason, the major reason that the reason that it is a solution and great importance is that it was never lawfully approved or ratified. And if you go to the website, unsolicitedopinion.com, and look under the tab of my, with my name, there is a article, a two-page article, which I wrote, and we gave to the governor, lieutenant governor, AG, and all the state senators and representatives. Encourage everybody around the country to start doing this. Educate these folks, and then there's no excuse when they say, we didn't know, other than the fact they don't read the documents.
And they lie.
They lie. Well, no, they tell the truth. Generally, they don't read them, and they don't care because they're told by attorneys, don't worry about it. But the point is, the 14th Amendment is null and void, and everything that comes from it is, which is a huge, huge correction. It's the remedy. The law is the remedy. We just have to say no. So I hope that answers your question. Rather than getting down in the weeds on the 14th Amendment, it's sort of like these arguments, the birther arguments, on the, it doesn't matter. They're using the 14th Amendment. It doesn't exist as a matter of law. All of those things are void, null and void from the time that it was ratified allegedly in July of 1868.
Does that answer your question, Don?
Well, I guess what, in a roundabout sense, a lot of us, if we, I mean, personally, I feel like, it's not like I'm taking the position that I'm above the law. I'm subject to natural law, God's law, the law of the land, common law, the Magna Carta type of stuff. But when you go beyond that to the current insanity.
Hang on, Don. Hold that thought because we're going to go to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. Don, hang on. You can finish your thought when we come back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. And I want to briefly say that, listen, kids, the reason you're able to call into the show is because people help to keep Republic Broadcasting Network on the air via throwing some dollars their way, so please take a few coins out of your pocket and help Republic Broadcasting Network stay on the air to get the truth out there, because, listen, I say this as well frequently, it is the truth that will set us all free, and, man, I'm not going to be a good, I just will not make a good slave. It's as simple as that. So, anyway, Don, would you like to finish making your point that you started to make when we had to go to break?
What I'm trying to say is, that I think many of us feel like the number of the laws, the vagueness of the laws is totally out of hand. And in fact, the court systems themselves seem to be totally de facto. They're not de jure anymore. There's no true justice in the court system. As a matter of fact, where I was arrested down here, it's called the Broward County Judicial Complex. And when I brought that up to the judge, she said, yeah, I don't even like that name. We need to get that changed. And so what I was trying to assert is that if someone does not have any contracts with the government, they're not on welfare, they're not taking any benefits from government, the question of authority and jurisdiction, where does that lie? Other than the social contract theory, which is bantered about sometimes, where does the government have any authority to come around, whether it's code enforcement, traffic ticket people, or whatever, Nazis show up at the door and assert that I've violated something and arrest me, unless there's an injured party like the Magna Carta natural law thing with a sworn affidavit? You know, an actual – and that's my question. I mean, am I missing something? Because I feel like personally I'm in a spot now where, okay, I can live a simple life and I could go to court and say, look, you don't have jurisdiction over me unless there's an injured party here. And the best thing, of course, is not to even – enter a plea in the courtroom, don't get swept in, don't accept their jurisdiction, don't get swept into their administrative law proceedings in the first place. And
well, Dad, why don't you let Bill answer your question, okay? Let him answer your question. Bill, what's your comment here?
I understand your frustration. I've been going to court for 20 years, well, 21 years now, and doing my own work for 20 years. There's your first problem. If you get an attorney, they get jurisdiction that way, and you're deemed a ward of the court. So the bottom line is the system that you're talking about that's been created by certain attorneys, certain judges, certain professors of law, clearly working for bankers, is not a Republican form of government. It is not a de jure government, as you said. It is a government of force. And unfortunately, when you're considered, as an example, an enemy of the United States as of March the 9th, 1933, under the Emergency Banking Act, war and emergency powers, if you will, enemies don't have standing. They can't own property. Now, that's the function that the government's operating with. The way the government's running now, I do believe. And it could never have happened except for the so-called 14th Amendment, which changed the relationship of the people and the states to this agent called the central or federal government. And when you start studying the sequence of events, let's start in 1850, 1860 time frame, and you can see this just amazingly laid out by and large by historians and court decisions and writings of attorneys and judges. It's amazing. They are compelled to write it down, they say, for posterity. So they want to be remembered for the treason they've created, I guess. But the point is, we're operating in a system, just like you said, that isn't a system of law. It's a system of rules and procedures. And when, for instance, here's an interesting fact. When a statute is made law, and it could be constitutional, and it uses the word person. Well, a person can be either a natural person or a fictitious or artificial person. And unless you understand what that is talking about, you might think that that statute applies to you, but in fact it doesn't. It could only apply to a fiction because you have God-given, constitutionally protected rights, and they do this sneaky stuff. And you're right, they write the statutes vaguely so the courts can do what they do, but those statutes are written by attorneys, not lawmakers. So the point is, we have a system that isn't one of law. It's a law, it's one of procedure and rules and man's whim. Every once in a while, the courts will make a decision that's correct. I don't know exactly why, but there must be some reason.
They screw up, that's why.
Right. Well, it just happened. But the point being is, we are the sovereigns in this country. That's the amazing fact that people don't know, is that unique on the earth, the governments that were created in the state and the central government, the federal government, confirm that you and I, everyone, are the sovereigns, not the state, not the federal government. Their sovereignty comes from the people in trust to those who are elected or hired to work for those entities to act on our behalf. And we do not give up anything. If the government can do something, you can do it. If they can't do it lawfully, maybe we can anyway, because we have rights that aren't given, the authority given to the government. So the point is, people need to understand that we're the boss and we need to start acting like it. And I don't know about all these games that the Patriots come up with. It's a matter of knowing the law and with certainty saying together, because if they do it alone, they'll pick you off, together, no, we're not going to do that anymore. And then they have a choice. Change their way. That's what nullification is all about, by the way, in the jury box and at the state level. And we're going to talk about that. But the point is, when you do that, most of the time these folks are cowards, and they will say, okay, we don't want to make a precedent that says we can't do that. So I don't know. It won't work all the time. But a lot of these things that people come up with as a silver bullet just
hey,
aren't
Bill,
correct.
Hold on. Hold that thought. Listen, we're going to break. I can't hear the cue music here, but I know the count is going down. Listen, Don, thanks for calling. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. E.T. and Barry, you guys are up next, so hang in there.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must eat America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
America. Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you'd like to go there, there is a tab up there with William Taylor Ryle's name on it, and he does have some documents there that are definitely worth reading. So for those of you who are interested, please do so. Bill, we've got a couple other callers, so why don't we grab them, and then maybe you'll get a chance to talk about nullification today. Maybe you won't. I don't know. We'll see what happens, okay? How's it?
Okay.
We've got E.T. in New Mexico on the line. Hey, E.T., how you doing?
Good. Thank you for your program, Maggie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hello, Bill. I'm generally a listener. I don't really have a lot of time in my job to be sitting at a computer and doing a lot of research and reading. But here's a line. When only lawyers can understand the law, then only lawyers should be required to obey the law.
Yeah, there you go. Good point.
You know, it seems like everything changed around the 1930s, you know, and FDR is quoted as saying, all the property of this country now belongs to the state and will be used for the good of the state, unquote. And all that property, I think he was implying the people, too, because that's about the same time with the birth certificate and this whole thing with the capitalized name. And when you get a birth certificate today, we get the certificate, but the actual legal title resides with the government. Does it not? And doesn't that make us the property of the government? And the only way to, and that's what he was talking about too when he said all the property of this country now belongs to the state. It first begins with us. We have to own ourselves and get legal title to our bodies. Forget the cars and the houses and the rest of it. If you don't even own yourself, you don't even have legal title to your own body. I mean, what is that about? How does that work? You know?
All right. I'll try to answer that for you. Yeah, I do. First of all, you're right. If you listen closely to what many in government say, they tell you the truth. They may not intend to, and we're not maybe attuned to what they're saying to figure it out, but they're brazen about it. FDR was very brazen. He was a dictator, and he knew it, sort of like the current guy in the White House. Point being is, in 1933, and you can research this if you like, but I'll just briefly tell what I can in a few minutes. When FDR went into office, he, in his inaugural speech, said that if the emergency continues, he would invoke a power as great as if we'd been invaded by a foreign foe. He already knew what he was going to do, and it took him two whole days. He was inaugurated on March the 4th. On March the 6th, he closed the bank. And on March the 9th, he opened them up, he closed it, and then he came out with the War and Emergency Powers is what he started using, but the Emergency Banking Act, which was perverted, if you research this, to exclude the statement in the October 6, 1917, Trading with the Enemy Act, which excluded the citizens of the United States, but in the 33 Act, it included the citizens of the United States. So you're considered in the government of today, because that emergency still exists, it's not been rescinded, only a president can give it up. No president's willing to do it since FDR. So you're considered, according to the way the system works, as an enemy of the United States. Now, this research you can
listen,
find
Bill. Hold on, I'm hearing the music.
Okay,
we're going to go to break, I believe. Or I'm hearing something there. I can't tell. I'm not getting a count from the board up. Yep, that's the music, everybody. It's a quick 1 minute break. We'll be right back. So don't go away.
The next round of the worst financial crisis.